We want to include the Lord in everything because He is our boss. He's our owner. He's our operator. He's our Savior. Oh, praise the Lord. And without Him, we might as well quit. But we thank God right now. Father, we just thank You and we praise You. Lord, we want to do more than include You. We want You to be the star, the leader, the guider, the everything. We thank You for anointing Brother Freedom. We thank You for the move of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we thank You, Lord, that You have everything in preparation. We don't know what it is, but we're going to be surprised and we're going to praise You for it. We thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we just thank You for this special day. Father, I do emphasize that my words be very terrible to receive what You have, because I've been going places and I don't hear nothing. And I think You're giving me a message that we got to hear and receive that and then yield to those words that have been spoken. That yielding is part of our part. Father, we just praise You and we thank You all for that wonderful gift. Father, I thank You that You included me. Without You, I would be nothing this day. I would be just a castaway. Lord, You're come a sheet of, oh, You're so special. And You spoke to me this morning in a very humble way. All things are made ready. And I believe that is on the horizon. All things are ready. Out there in the world today, wherever you live, is your heart ready? Are you ready to accept the day that's before you? Are you ready to make sure that you're halfway an overcomer? And I believe that the Christian way is the most special walk there is. And I believe what we call the Christian way is a truly the right way. And truly our churches, they should model that way. And I believe they've tried, but I believe there's a greater depth that we should pursue. We should receive that. What's that knowledge from You today? Father, I pray that You'll bless this day. Oh, come and see the glory of God be alive and real. Lord, we thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Out there today, I'd like to say welcome. Every heart for this word goes, I want you to realize that you're very special in the eyes of God. And I truly believe, as He spoke to me this morning in my spirit, that all things are made ready. And you might ask, what's this mean? It means, I believe the coming of His Son is coming back very soon, and the people all over the earth that claim to know Him as the Lord and Savior need to be ready, expecting for that great and wonderful day. It's going to take place. The world won't see it at all. They'll be taken up in their things they're doing, the trips, the fun, the problems that's happening in this world. And that takes us away from our centering, yielding to the Holy God. Our centering and yielding is very special. And I truly believe as we as God's people must recognize this day, I'm preaching you by my heart this day by the move of God's Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is here to put you in a place to challenge you that you might be yielding, that you might become yielded to the Spirit of God. God uses forms of things we grow. As a child out there, you may be there by yourself. Just read the Word of God. That's the only yielding you need to do. Start praying and start asking Him to help you. And that Word is very powerful. It'll help you. You start in the book of John's a good part to start. He came as his own received Him not, but too many has received Him. To them He gave power to become the sons of God. If you read that word, you'll receive power to become the sons or daughters of God. You must receive that as eating it. I ate the word, and I'm not ashamed of that. I didn't compare it, didn't talk about it. I just read it, until it was gotten full of me. You do the same thing. In doing this, you'll stay ready to meet the Lord. I know this. If you don't have a pastor there, just read the Word and examine your hearts that you might be ready when Jesus comes to the clouds of glory. I'll tell you, if you miss this, it's going to be the worst day that you've ever heard and ever seen. You can't be compared with nothing else. When this happens, at that time, it won't be exactly that day because the world will say, well, everything's, they won't even know when Jesus came, when He comes. I believe it's going to be a narrow way. The Bible plainly says Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to eternal life. That what Jesus said it, and few there be that find it. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. To the way of a separation from God's Spirit. That separation from God's Spirit has to be the most I can imagine. You know, you live on the earth here for a period of 1 to 80 to 90 to 100. Nowadays, they're living older. But that's a real short time comparing to eternity. And I'm telling you, as myself, I'm almost 80. It's all been a real fast walk. And there is things this earth that actually, they grow on you, even as a Christian. You sort of enjoy these things, and God wants to enjoy it, but we should enjoy Him more. That's the problem. We should be able, like this morning, the Lord told me, says, I've made a commitment that I wasn't going to do anything after, and the Lord says, this morning, I'll let you do it. But He doesn't. Who comes? He does it. We don't do it. I like to watch these old tractors, and I like to watch trains, but I felt such a commitment I was going to put God and just wasn't going to do it. Oh, I feel the Spirit all over me. He just wants us to yield to Him. And after He yielded, He'll say, do it. We can't get that through our thick skulls. I guess our skulls are pretty thick. We want to do it. But if you'll do it to Him, He'll give you more. It's like when he told me to read the Bible. I had a job that was so, a lot of hours, a lot of work. I worked on cats, and that's a pretty big job and a hard job, and I had quite a few customers, and then I had to, anyway, it was a big job. And I was having trouble then to keep up. So I said, but I'll do it anyway. So I started reading that. It's 2 hours, and figured up, I tied my time. And I tried to get a little over, if anything. And I started doing that. Things just started to get easier and easier where I worked. I mean, everything just went back to like, the motion just almost stopped. I would eat that word and just fill me up. And then when I get in my truck and go to work, I'd pray in the Spirit. When I got the job, I knew what was going to happen before I ever got the job. That's how I cannot imagine tell you how wonderful that God is. But I would literally know. Helps me now because if I get prayer requests, I know when they're going to be healed. God is in the favor of you as a child. But you got to yield to Him. That yielding, without yielding, there's no way. And I would like to say that I think that's a degree that I'd like to formulate in our being a child or baby Christians. We need to yield to the Lord. The word yielding is let Him work in you. You be there for Him, not Him there for you. We got to get that around. Are we willing to do that? Not going to tell the Lord, says, no, it's too hard. I'll serve you like I want to serve. And the Lord says, I know what He told me. Button up. I'll go down the road. Now, what do we want to choose, you know? At that time, I'd prayed for about 7-8 years, pretty solid too. And I was used to praying. I was used to, but God says, I want you to read my word. Eat it. And boy, I remember when the Lord told me, I says, boy, that's a big job. Those pages all run together anyway. Now they're really going to run together. I mean, you've had these thoughts in your head. But I said, no, I'm going to do it. And it started getting bright. Oh, it got like molasses. Oh, the words were just like honey coming into my heart. It was like a reservoir of things that pretty soon, after a couple years, I mean, things started, I could memorize scripture. Things had come to my heart. I wasn't opinionated on any word. See, the Lord's telling me right now, that's where people get in their troubles. They get opinion about, have opinions on the word. But words be freely, and He will give you the answer. Because that word can go out many, many ways. God is beyond our comprehension. He's greater than stars. He's greater than the universe. He's greater than everything. Yet He wants to come and live with you. Isn't that something? How that you can live all your life, and even if you're married, how your wife, your children like this, but they'll never be as close to you as God wants to be to you. Jesus said, He's above your wife, your sister, your brother, all He becomes, He is that in you. And He makes you better in Him. And this process is so wonderful that the devil doesn't like it. So he comes down to the churches that believe in this, and he starts putting little strife stripes comes in, and then, people want to do it within themselves. And that's really a no-no, because when you start doing yourself, you're telling everybody that that's from God. Well, it's not from God, it's from you. You're just puffed up, you're prideful, you're hateful, because what's the damage it does when that word goes out? What's wrong? You're making trouble sometimes yourself. You're putting these things on yourself because of a wrong applying. It's done through yielding to God. I remember God would speak to me and the Lord say, I want you to speak this out this Sunday morning. So when it was there, it just come out. Some of these little ladies get up exactly backwards. Oh, you people, you're so crazy. You know, God don't want you to remember basically what you just heard. But God says, you just keep doing it anyway. But that chills the move of God. Pretty soon, the people say, what are we going to think? Who's wrong? It's got to be that first board. He shouldn't. So that's why church boards, I've been there, why they decided we don't need the Holy Ghost in our life. It wasn't the Holy Ghost, it's people. There should have been a leader up there. So what God says, hey, sister, sit down, you're out of order. But we haven't got that. We're not there ourselves. With that, we have failed God. It isn't God's fault. He gave us a tool so mighty, so wonderfully, and we've done damage to what He gave us. The specifications is holiness. You don't put an engine together and be careless on specs. Specifications are there for a reason. Exhaust timing, 1 or 2 thousandths make a little, quite a difference. All these things, pressures, make a difference. I'm saying this is the mechanical, but the spiritual, God says, love abound, more grace abound. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, a sound mind. These are the things that we need included in our life that we might be above reproach. We say, I don't need a text because God's given me a text and it's fine. He wants to fill you, thrill you, excite you in to be ready for His coming. His coming is soon. It's coming through the clouds of glory. And praise God, He's coming and nothing's going to stop Him. People upon earth that's here after this happens, they'll not miss anything for a while, but things are just like now. It's going to get worse and worse in the earth. Day by day, it's getting worse. Mark my words, it's been getting worse for the last 2 years, and this is going to happen, but it's going to be more rapid then. And the Antichrist is going to come and say, I have the answer. He's just going to fit him. And the Christians say, oh, yeah, I'm for that too. And when he comes in, he'll start little by little until he gets his hold on people and Christians of them, they'll be as cold. They'll be like a rock. Their heart will be, they want to do the things of spiritual because that's what we call spiritual. There's a man's way. God wants us to be spiritually in Him. We can be spiritually in the other way. Depends which way we're yielding to. We yield to the old man. We're going to put about just like those people that come and interpret the word of God wrong. And we can't interpret it right, continue on, unless we seek Him every day. We gotta yield ourselves daily to keep our behavior right to God, that He can put a seal of approval on us, that we might be used in that day. Out there in the world today, it's not through your might. It's not through the corporation of the things you do, the deeds, all these things. It's by the hand of God. God wants to favor you, help you to align with Him. That alignment is very special, needs to be made perfectly lying with Him. It's not a haphazard way. I know out there that there's so many people that serve God with a haphazard way of living. God wants to be either for Him or against Him. We have to come across. Jesus even talked about it. He said, before you go to face these people, count the cost. That's Jesus talking about your condition of wanting to do good or evil. And we say, well, start doing a little shady. No, that's wrong. Anything's against God's evil. And we have to be bearers of the things that please God, that we might walk worthy unto the Lord, unto all pleasing. Please Him, being fruitful in every good work, every good work. Lay aside all the heavy weights in every good work fruitful. Lay aside those problems. Being fruitful. You know, I've taken a class because of my what happened to me. But it's really benefited me because I've learned some things spiritually I would never learn. No way. Because I've went through them. You have to discipline yourself daily that you're going to exercise spiritually the same way you've got to. He is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes other than by the Father. Why we've seen the Spirit lose when we don't see it no more is because people were not open to it. No open. Well, we go to church here, but it's all right. I heard a man, I didn't say a word, I didn't, Lord said to me, just keep quiet. We're going to find out very soon when it all matters out, when you stand before God. Bible says, appointed unto man, woman, all once die, then comes the judgment. For there's no temptation taking you, which is common to man, but God is faithful. He will not be you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear, and with that temptation make a way of escape, that ye might be able to bear it. He don't say it's continuous. He knows we fail, but we have to have forgiveness. It's still the old method like it was. Put your sacrifice on the altar. We're the one that needs to be. We're the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell with you. I will walk with you. I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Therefore, that word, therefore, come out from among them, come out from where we was, we're to come out from it. We have to come out. Oh, that's too hard. I can't do it for my mother. Well, you're still coming out. Just stay where you are. Come out from among them, touch not the unclean thing, and I shall, he'll receive us after we do this. Receive us, and I'll be your Father, and ye shall be my people. Therefore cleanse yourself from all filthiness, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God's saying we must be ye holy as he is holy, and you people say it's impossible, and it is impossible in ourselves. It's impossible. But yield, you're yielding here today is yielding. Are you ready? And I truly believe that many, many people are not going to be ready. It's sad. Because I get the same report from God every time I pray, seeking that people are not ready. I say, what about Sonia? They're not ready. I went to church and he said, Ichabod. It breaks my heart. But God's making me tougher than I was. I wasn't very tough for a while. But spiritually, he's making me be able to stand in the gap. He's helping me. I've learned through I stay at a gym, and I know I'd fall apart if I don't stay there. We're going to fall apart unless we stay in God's presence. I know. I can't take the liberty of saying, well, I'll be over at your morning at a certain time. No, I can't. I've got to be there. I've got to make that commitment to God. I've got to be there. I'm going to spiritually exercise with God. It says, seek ye first his kingdom, then all these things shall be added unto you. That don't sound to me like everything's okay. Just, I know when we're first saved, yes, God forgives you everything. Your slate is pure clean. And you can keep that, but it's up to you to work with God in that. But that day on, you start yielding to him. You just don't live sloppy. You can get out here and say, I can do what I want. If I go to church one day a week or two, that should be... No, God don't really care about you going to church as much as he wants you to serve him. Now it's hard to be his church because you're there to lift up the Lord. As a man thinketh his heart, so is he. And when we start getting pride and self-will in our heart, we become a castaway. The Bible says we have to humble ourselves of the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt us in due time, casting all of our cares upon him. Casting all of our cares upon him. I'm going to say that again. Casting all of our cares upon him for what he careth for you. Be sober. Be that word sober is not drunken. It's sober. It's your mind is totally in, you're in control. Be vigilant. A lot of people are not very vigilant. That's watching, waiting. Because the adversary, the devil, going around, he's going to hassle you when the service is over. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Bring my Father's house and many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare for you a heavenly home. And if I go away, I'll receive you at that time. I'm going to come back to you. And I'll be your Father. You'll be my children. But I say, my people, you must yield to me this day. You must come, and I'll help thee. Come, call, seek me, and I'll use thee. For I am real, said the Spirit of God. I'm able. But I say, mankind has lost their vision of who they serve. They serve their flesh. The flesh has lots of rewards, but those rewards are not lasting. There's rewards of great vacations and having fun and all these wonderful things. Nowadays, even they have their extra liquor. They have all these things, but one day it will be no fun. You need to plan now. Be planned for eternity, because eternity is coming. And I say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me. Call upon me, and I'll bless thee. Forsake me, and I'll forsake thee. I say, my people that is called by my name must humble themselves and pray, must seek my face. But I say, they're off doing their own commitments, their own. They say it's for me. They don't ask any advising of me, their Lord. God's here to help you people this day. God's here to strengthen us. God's here to move upon us as only He can. Lord, just cut in there a little bit, and I'm just a little bit drowsy now. But God is real. He wants to help you out there. I've seen God heal, touch people. Only God can do these wonderful things. And if you don't believe that, well then, if you don't believe this, that's what God is. He's love. He's joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance. Think upon these things are good. Think the things are just. Think some things are holy. A good report. Good report. Doesn't that do something to you? See somehow God heals someone, touches their heart. I found out that a lot of people, you can tell they're not very close to the Lord, because you tell them, you see someone healed. Well, there is, Lord. You're just telling me a lie. And most people don't believe it. Most people can't be happy about the things of the Lord because nobody believes it. So you sit back and say, I'm talking to them. Then they think we're sort of goofy. We're sort of peculiar. But the Bible plainly says He's going to have a peculiar people without spot or blemish. A peculiar people without spot or blemish. And I truly believe it's in the Word. And I think if you abide in me, are you ready? Are you ready? All things are made ready. Are you ready? I want to ask you to challenge you, this people. Be ready. Be yielded to the things of God. God has a special home, a special place for you. He wants to be with you while you live. He wants to help you, take care of you, provide for you. God can't provide for us because we can't trust Him. God moves through His people in a mighty way. God bless you all. I pray that God bless this day. I pray that He'll lift you up. If you have a problem this day, Father, whatever the problem is, I pray that God will visit your heart in a very special way. Bring healing to your body. Lord, I pray for this man that has that problem in New Guinea. I pray that you'll touch his body this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us, and God bless you. This was a great message.